This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russians cast ballots on day two of an election preordained to extend Putin's rule, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Russians have cast their ballots on the second day of elections, which are set to formalize six more years of power for President Vladimir Putin. Putin faces no serious challenges after administering a ruthless crackdown that has stifled independent media and prominent rights groups. Putin's fiercest foe, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison in February, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. The 71-year-old Putin faces three token rivals from Kremlin-friendly parties who have refrained from any criticism of him or his invasion of Ukraine. The war in Ukraine was visible on Russia's streets as Ukrainian drone and missile attacks once again hit the country, killing at least two people in Belgorod, close to the Ukrainian border. I'm Karen Shamas.
A Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa on Friday, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 70. Olivia Zelino from Reuters reports.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
For additional stories, visit VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Trump White House official Peter Navarro asks the Supreme Court to stave off his contempt sentence, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Trump White House official Peter Navarro appealed to the Supreme Court to allow him to stay out of prison as he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Navarro is due to report to a federal prison next week to serve a four-month sentence. An appeals court ruled that his appeal wasn't likely to overturn his conviction for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The emergency application comes as the Supreme Court separately prepares to hear arguments on whether Trump himself has presidential immunity from charges alleging he interfered in the 2020 election. Norman Hall, Washington.
About 1.4 million Haitians are on the verge of famine, and more than 4 million require food aid. Sometimes people are eating only once a day or not at all. Officials are trying to rush food, water, and medical supplies to makeshift shelters and other places as gang violence suffocates lives across Port-au-Prince and beyond. Many people are trapped in their homes. Only a handful of aid organizations have been able to restart operations since February 29th. That's when gangs began attacking key state institutions and burned police stations. They also stormed the country's two main prisons and freed more than 4,000 inmates. They've also been firing at the main international airport, which remains closed. A Boeing plane found to have a missing panel after a flight from California to Southern Oregon, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
United Airlines may be looking for a missing external jet panel after finding one was missing when its plane arrived Friday in Medford, Oregon. The Boeing 737-800 had left San Francisco in the morning and landed without incident. An airline official says it wasn't known the external panel had fallen off until the plane was inspected on the ground post-flight. The gap was on the underside of the aircraft near where the landing gear deploys. Boeing says it was an older aircraft. The manufacturer is under investigation for a January incident in which an interior door panel blew off a jet during a flight from Portland. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A union representing many German train drivers and the main national railway operator have resumed negotiations in a bitter dispute over working hours and pay. Both sides are optimistic that they will achieve a result next week. The GDL union has called drivers for Deutsche Bahn out on strike repeatedly in the dispute that has dragged on for months. A walkout on Tuesday coincided with a strike by cabin crew at Lufthansa in a separate dispute, adding to disruption for travelers. The main sticking point in the dispute is GDL's demand for working hours to be reduced from 38 to 35 hours per week without a cut in pay. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.